Michael, the final performance on the My Real Life Tour, at least this first segment of it, is now complete. What are just some of your thoughts and feelings at this point in having gone through the last 4 months?
What I've seen really authentically demonstrated is that there's a real longing in people's hearts to express their support and their patriotism in more than just a flag-waving kind of way. And the heart cry of so many thousands of people, and I would guess millions of people, is show me how. Mm-hmm. And one of the invitations that we've made, as we've heard that request, show me how, is just identify your passion and see where it can meet your community's need. And that community service is national service right in your own backyard. That's about activating your talents to give back to others where you live. I know, you know, we all have too little time and too much to do. So I think we're disinclined sometimes to do much more than, you know, volunteer to coach our children's little league or soccer. Or, you know, we might volunteer at a hospital if we have a loved one that has been sick or something like that. But, you know, a lot of people that say, you know, well, show me a way to take my talent or my passion, my skill. Some people that might be painting houses. Some people it might be legal work or shorthand or typing or, you know, you're good with electronics or plumbing or whatever it is that you're passionate about, that you're great at. You know, if we could show you a way to create the and design the who, what, when, where, how, why, and if of that, I think we'd have more people who'd be likely to say, yeah, I'll give an hour a month to serve the community. You know, and I know it's a pretty good idea because Microsoft on their PDF ads lately says what you want, you know, when you want it, where you want it, how you want it, why you want it, if you want it. I mean, something like that. And I think that's speaking to a worldview that we have that says we're really growing pretty accustomed to designing our lives. And I think volunteerism should work the same way.
Well, you've been in 10 different communities, and really, like here in Nebraska this week, we were in multiple cities. It's really, you've touched a lot of people, and I don't know that there's any way to know how many that might be, but it's a lot. And what is some of the feedback and reaction you get, especially from some of these kids that you've been able to interact with?
The most surprising feedback to me has come in two forms. The first form has been from educators. I had 12 years background prior to having hit records as a public school speaker. And if I got one, what I think everybody would recognize what I mean when I say a five-star letter, if I got one of those, let's say, out of every 20 or 25 performances at a school, you know, you just knew you had that moment where you just had a great day and it just clicked the principal, the right message, right time, right audience. If you did that one out of 25 times, you're pretty lucky. We've done 45 assembly programs. I've got well over 20 letters from educators, top educators in the country, some of them, saying this is the finest assembly program that they've ever seen. And they're not saying that because, you know, it's, you know, me saying it's a great show. They're saying that because it's effectively reaching across cultural boundaries, across ethnic boundaries, across the stigma boundaries. You know, it's not about country music. It's about young people making great choices wherever you are, and it's moving them effectively because it's sending the mail, so to speak, to where they live, which is a high-stimulus environment that really speaks their language. I think the second thing that's been really exciting to me is how much feedback I'm getting on the internet. I'm getting tons and tons of emails from young people who are checking into tagyouritonline.com and working that program, young people that are sending us emails on MySpace or Facebook. And just, you know, every day I get two or three from young people that said, hey, I'm working the program. It's making a difference in my life. Thanks for coming to my school. I've never seen anything like it. Wow, stay in touch. And we really are positioning ourselves to create relationships that are sustainable and relevant with hundreds of thousands of young people. This isn't about a show and then we're gone. This is about building relationships of support online that that really are utilized in many, many, many ways from you know, sharing tools with them or products with them or brands with them. But the heartbeat of it is to share some powerful tools with them.
And so, for those that have participated, and hopefully we'll have a chance to in the future, what is it that you hope to see happen? I mean, what do you want them not just to do, what would you like to think will happen as a result of this?
Well, I think there's a very simple equation that I've heard all my life but I didn't really start to understand until I was in my 30s. And that is, you know, if you have a clear vision of the direction you're going, a path, and you set some goals, and you move in the general direction of your dreams, there's power in that. Tagyouritonline.com is like that on steroids, right? It's an online internet environment to supercharge goal setting, right? So we have young people plant the seeds of their desire, right? And to grow the things that are in their hearts to do. And if you believe that a young person's desire is somehow connected to their purpose, which we do, then you will find out the power, I think, in 5-10 years down the road as young people say, wow, that tool made a winning difference in my life.
Well, I know we've got the Army as a major sponsor. New Holland has been a sponsor. Looking forward and hoping that we'll see this program continue this fall, if there are companies or organizations that would like to get involved, how would they do that and who would they contact?
They would get a hold of me at michaelpetersonmusic@yahoo.com. Okay. michaelpetersonmusic@yahoo.com. Or they could contact me at 615-598-7326.
Wow. Well, that's hopes that we reach some of those people that might have that interest. Well, any other final thoughts here as we close out? I know you've got people waiting for you, so I'm going to go ahead and draw it to a close.
The exciting part for me is this is not the end. This is the beginning. And that we're doing more than doing shows. We're building relationships that are relevant with mechanisms that are sustainable to create lasting results in communities and in young people's lives. That's a powerful, powerful paradigm shift from what most people think of when they think of show business.
Well, thank you very much, Michael, for providing me the opportunity to be with you this week. And New Holland, sponsor also of my coverage on AgWired, want to appreciate Gene Hemphill for that as well. So until next time, which will actually be the Country Music Festival and the Celebrity Tractor Race, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.